Well, it's on. They've shut down Mike Adams' YouTube channel, Health Ranger. And he pointed out, remember that Nazi-era poem about who will be left to speak? That's Pastor Niemöller. When they come for you, he said, well, today YouTube came for me, and they will come for you next. Entire Health Ranger channel terminated without reason, without cause. Something big is being planned. Beware. So we're going to talk about this today. You know, it was on and off over the whole weekend with InfoWars. So they're going to shut down the channel. We've been getting strike after strike for absolutely nothing. Nothing. Any criticism or pushback against this phony narrative from the police department there in Broward County. And say, oh, you're using the term crisis actors. Oh, okay. Well, you can't use that term crisis actors. Even when we say, well, it's not crisis actors. Whatever. Whatever it is. I mean, can we question the government? Evidently not. Because now when they put kids out front, no matter what these kids say, no matter how many contradictions you get, no matter the fact that you've got teachers saying, well, you know, I saw somebody that looked like they were in a SWAT team uniform. Oh, we were told that they were going to have a drill at exactly the same time. And we were told they're going to be shooting blanks, and then they start shooting real bullets and so forth and so on. If you show that stuff, if you talk about that, if you criticize these children that they put up as part of their crusade, then you're going to be shut down for bullying and harassment. You'll be bullied and harassed off of the marketplace of free speech, which really YouTube has become. And so as I looked at Alex pointing out what YouTube had told them, and then they backed off somewhat, this on and off game is really just building an expectation for shutting down InfoWars and everybody else. I mean, they've started with the smallest channels, and we've been reporting on this for quite a while. So many of them, in fact, that we can't report on all of them. Getting contacted all the time by people who are conservatives that don't have as well a known channel saying, hey, we've been shut down. We've been shut down here. We've been demonetized and so forth. Try to cover as many of them as we can. But this has been going on for a long time. This isn't about InfoWars. It's just they've gotten to the point now where they can come after a channel with 1.5 billion views and 2.2 million subscribers because they don't like our politics or because we question the government narrative. You're not allowed to question the government. Remember when we used to have the hippies used to say question authority? That was their sticker that they would put out. Can't do that anymore. No, no, no. Now those grown-up hippies have gone full Marxist. And they say if you question authorities, you're going to be shut down for bullying and harassment. Well, we know who the bullies and the harassers are. This is a tactic of Marxists. They have always done this. They will not argue with you. They don't care to argue with you. As a matter of fact, most of these people live in a postmodern world where they don't think there is such a thing as truth. I have a truth. You have a truth. Even though those truths are mutually exclusive, we can all celebrate the fact that we each have different truths. And there's no reality. So what's the point of debating? I'm just going to call you a racist and tell you to shut up. That's where these people are coming from. But you have to understand there's something far more sinister involved in this. I want to talk about this in the next segment. But I've mentioned it many times. I have seen this over and over again. Proxy censorship, or I call it crony censorship. Let me tell you how this works out. When you got a small independent candidate, or you've got a third party, like the Libertarian Party, or the Green Party, it doesn't matter if you're left or right. The way they have kept the Republicans and Democrats, this duopoly in power, is by doing things like limiting access to the ballot in unique ways for people that aren't Republicans and Democrats. They don't have to go out and collect signatures. It's everybody else that has to go through that loop, the ballot access laws. But where it really kicks in is when you get to the debates. They realized that if the debates were public, if they were run by the government or if they were run by a government organization, then they wouldn't be able to do it because of free speech limitations. So what they did was they got private entities, news organizations, interestingly enough, you know, kind of like CNN is the one pushing to shut down InfoWars. They would get news organizations and they say, well, the news organizations aren't going to decide who is in the debate. It's a private company. They can do whatever they want. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Nazi poems as Mike Adams of Health Ranger. Of course, he'll be hosting the Alex Jones show tomorrow. Remember the Nazi-era poem about who will be left to speak when they come for you? This is what Mike Adams tweeted out. He said, "Today, YouTube came for me, and they will come for you next. Entire Health Ranger channel terminated. Without reason, without cause. Something big is being planned. Beware." And, of course, that was a quote from Pastor Martin Niemöller. He said, well, you know, first they came for this group, then they came for that group, then they came for this group, then they came for the Christians, and there was nobody left to help me. And let me explain to you that even if you don't have a YouTube channel, number one, they want to stop you from being informed with any alternative opinions. They have a desire to have a oligarchy, just like they used to in the old days when they had ABC, CBS, NBC, and then eventually NPR, and they could control the narrative. Every single one of those news outlets would report the same news every day. It just depended on which face you liked to report this. And they would report the same news. They would give you the same angle. Why? Because the news was coming from the government. But we're not allowed to question the government, no matter how absurd the narrative. Not allowed to question it. We're not offering any solutions. I'm just questioning. When you've got teachers saying, you know, we were told it was going to be a drill. And we were told that it was going to be blanks at the same time. And then they would start shooting real bullets. Another teacher says, I looked down the hall. I saw a guy dressed in full SWAT uniform and so forth and so on. Oh, we're not supposed to question that. As a matter of fact, when these people said that to reporters, didn't say, can you go into a little bit more detail on that? That's really bizarre. Can you tell me something? No. They changed the subject. And now they're trying to change the subject by shutting down anybody that questions what is out there. So as Mike Adams pointed out, he said they deleted the entire Health Ranger video channel, deleting over 1,700 videos in the latest politically motivated censorship purge. He said these are videos that covered everything from nutrition to natural medicine, history, science, and current events. I imagine they had a big problem with the excellent audio forensic analysis that Mike Adams did of the shooting in Vegas to show not only that he believed that there were more than one shooter, but where he thought they might be based on the delays and the time it takes for the sound to get to a particular spot where the people were recording it. So you can agree with that or disagree with that. But that's the way it would be in a free market. But in the market that the government wants to create, you don't even get to ask those questions. So it used to be they would just call us conspiracy theorists if we didn't believe that only one shooter was involved at the assassination of JFK. That's where it came from. The FBI said, you don't believe that Lee Harvey Oswald shot all those bullets from a bolt-action rifle and scored three shots, headshots and so forth? In that short period of time, you don't believe that? You're a conspiracy theorist. Shut up. You don't get a chance to talk. That was what they have done for the longest time. And it's like, that's right. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. They weren't expecting for there to be a Zapruder film. But you know what? The alternative media, the crowdsourcing of you, the people, the American people with your video phones and so forth, has made it very hard for them to push these lone shooter narratives anymore, hasn't it? There's a lot of Zapruder films out there every time they do something. Every time. And there's a lot of Zapruder films that go back and show what these politicians said a year ago or 2 years ago. They don't like that either. Say, it's not just an assassination or a mass shooting. There's Zapruder films out there for everything they're doing. And they've got to shut that down. As he pointed out in his article, he said, many independent media leaders like myself are calling for government regulation of YouTube to protect free speech and to end tyranny. You know, these same people who are out there, and I noticed the tweets when Alex said, well, it looks like they're going to shut us down. They're also going to shut us down tomorrow. Delete the entire channel. There are thousands of tweets out there with people saying, good, good, I'm glad. And so I looked at that and I thought, you know what? I typically either won't say anything or if I see it, or sometimes if it's interesting, I'll comment on Twitter if I think the person's, if I disagree with them and I think that they're making a point that needs to be unmade, I'll engage them on Twitter. You can send stuff to me at Libertarian if you disagree with me, or if you agree with me, fine, whatever. But when somebody is out there applauding censorship, I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to block them. Because that's what they want. They want censorship. They don't want a discussion. So I'm just going to block anybody that I see that says anything applauding censorship by YouTube, telling me that it's a private organization. This is what you're getting, private, when everything is run by private individuals and private property. They can just shut you down anywhere they want. Well, no, not really. So the government should be a referee in that. But these same people, you understand, would applaud and probably go back and look at their tweets. They love the idea that the government shut down a bakery or a photographer because they didn't want to make a cake for a homosexual wedding. They applaud that. Now, those bakers and those photographers don't have a monopoly on baking or photography in that marketplace. But YouTube does, with the help of the government, I might add, because that's exactly what they want. They want crony censorship. And as I said at the top of the hour, I have seen crony censorship operate. I know exactly what's going on with this. These people are clueless. I find it interesting that most of their comments were basically GIFs. They'll put a little short looping video of somebody shaking their head or, you know, sticking their tongue out. That's their response. That's their response because they can't think for themselves. And because if they do, they do base whatever they do on visceral content. In other words, you're not going to have an argument with these people because they don't want to debate. They don't believe there is any such thing as truth. They don't read. They can't communicate. All they see are visceral pictures. And so they respond with a meme or with a GIF or whatever, typically with a GIF, because they can't form thoughts of their own. They even have to steal other people's thoughts and put them back out there. They can't even come up with their own GIF. They don't even take a picture of themselves and create a GIF of themselves, sticking their tongue out or shooting a bird or whatever. This is the juvenile mentality of the social justice warriors that are supposedly educated, put that in air quotes, by our government schools. They've been turned into little Marxists is what they've been turned into, who want nothing but censorship. And as Mike Adams points out, it's ironic that they do all this in the name of bullying and harassment, because that's exactly what this is. You imagine that the government works very hard to bend all kinds of rules to allow a shopping center to set up a mall. And then they tell people, well, no, we're not going to allow certain classes of people in here. Or if you have political beliefs or if you're a Christian or what, you can't come into this shopping mall. And they do that after they have shut down all the other malls in the area, all the other stores in the area. So there's nothing left but this great big mall or this one single store like a Walmart. So they come in, Walmart comes in, here's your analogy. This is the way these guys have always operated. This is what the left doesn't seem to understand. Walmart has always come into an area and they work. And this is a pattern that we've seen with hardware stores. We've seen it with office supply stores. We've seen it with general retail. These Wall Street-backed mega corporations will come into an area. They will shut down all the mom-and-pop independent retailers. And then when they have a monopoly, then they can jack the prices up. Or in this case, they can tell you, well, you can't come into this store. You can't come in. You don't get even a chance to sell your stuff here or whatever. We're not going to even allow you in here as a customer. You're fine with that, aren't you, lefties? You like that. If they let the right sort of people in. You know, if they would get rid of the white male NRA gun owners, say, sorry, you can't come into Walmart, but I have to buy groceries, and this is the only grocery store left in town because Walmart put out the rest of the grocery stores. Sorry, you don't get to come in. You're not the right sort of person. We don't want your type here. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to take a look at the Oscars, or as I look at it, the DNC convention of 2018.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Oscars So White? I think it was Oscars So Left. That ought to be the hashtag that we put out there. This is coming from the state, California, where Dianne Feinstein is considered to be too conservative. And these people lectured us on everything yesterday. I mean, this was absolutely amazing. Looking at their corruption, looking at their depravity, their debauchery, which you can see in their films all the time if you want to see that stuff, right? They take their debauchery and they project it onto America. At the same time that they tell us that their movies don't reflect the diversity of real communities and so forth. But then they say that, oh, but all the debauchery does reflect America. Everything that's happening in Hollywood, all these Harvey Weinsteins and Weinstein wannabes and all the casting couch actresses. Oh, that's America right there, isn't it? Yeah, that's America, right. Okay, so let's take a look at this Ben Garrison cartoon here. And the Oscars go to, and he's got a lot of little statues here. He's got Best Creep and Predator, Woody Allen. Best Anti-Trump Nut, Robert De Niro. He's holding the script that has been bleeped out because, you know, Robert De Niro, that guy, he's a method actor, and his method is to use the F word more than anybody else uses. I mean, back in the day when we were looking at whether we're going to watch a film or not with a family, we would look at, they used to break down, some of the sites would say, well, there's, in this 90-minute movie, Robert De Niro has in, he uses the F word like 160 times. It's like, did anybody even write any dialogue? Oh yeah, but he's probably just improvising because that's the way he talks. And that's the way he talked about President Trump as well. Best Enabler, Meryl Streep, and they got a, Ben Garrison's got a picture of her there wearing a pink pussy hat. Best Casting Couch, Harvey Weinstein, and he's big, big fat Harvey Weinstein. Best Gun Control Speech, YouTube as Best Censorship. Best Director and Child Rapist, Roman Polanski, you know, because he's true to his art. As Harvey Weinstein had famously said about 10 years ago, when Hollywood didn't notice or care about these things or was embracing them, whatever, he would say, he actually came out and said, you know, Roman Polanski needs to be brought home. He's paid way more than he needed to for his crimes. And he's true to his art. And that's all that really matters to these people. So then they have Best Sleep to the Top Me Too Actress. Yeah, that's the hypocrisy there, isn't it? Barely Clothed in that statuette. And Best Actor and Molester, Kevin Spacey. Great cartoon by Ben Garrison. And as ABC News pointed out, the Oscars were full of nostalgia. Well, yeah, if you're a Marxist-Leninist, there's more propaganda in it than a Leni Riefenstahl film. But let's take a look at the way they began with this, because they did openly hearken back to the glamour days of Hollywood, when it used to be entertainment. Remember that? Here's the opening clip where they came in. I'll give you a taste of it.
It's the 90th Annual Academy Awards.
Black and white.
In stunning black and white from the historic Dolby Theater, just a hop and a skip away from Hooters.
Trying to make this look like it's an old film, and then they do show some old films, some old actors and actresses in that. Because, you know, back in those days, it used to be, remember, That's Entertainment? The old MGM musical, and then they redid all the musicals and said, That's Entertainment? No, that's a DNC convention is what it is now. That's what Hollywood is about. It's not about entertainment. It's about them lecturing us on everything. And then, of course, CNN loved it. Newsflash, the Oscars are still so white. No, they're still so liberal, still so left. Just take a look at the most excluded group. So then CNN, fake news CNN, pushing this DNC narrative of identity politics, never giving up. And there they are, you know, they have little white Oscars and a little black Oscar at the top of the picture there. Still pushing the racism, the identity politics of the DNC. There's that picture right there. Four white Oscars and one black Oscar there. And they said, only five Hispanic Americans have won. Only two Asian Americans have won, and so forth and so on. So they're keeping score in their quota stuff. You know, we need to have more of this demographic and less of that demographic. And then there's an interesting article pushing back on that idea from a black man pushing back on that idea. The Daily Caller. A veteran comic book writer calls out the industry and said, when did I become a black writer? He questioned why he could no longer write for a white character. This is a guy that they go to write, is a comic book writer. And he said, so I get a call from DC and they want to talk to me about Cyborg. I gave them the standard stump speech. I don't want to be a black writer, he said. He said he used to write for all different types of characters. He said he left the business for years after having been in it for more than 30 years because he was only offered black characters. He said every 18 months he'd get a call from Marvel or from DC and that inevitably, he said, offer me a character of color, a black character or a Latino character. And he said I'd turn him down. He said, I used to be a guy who would write Spider-Man, Deadpool, Batman. Why am I no longer qualified to write those characters? Well, the answer is, bing, identity politics. They want to pigeonhole everybody. And so, you know, if you're white, you're evil. If you're black, you can only write black and so forth. He said, how did I get typecast for writing Black Panther of all things? So, you can thank, the Democrats and you can thank their mouthpiece, CNN. You know, these people live in a fantasy world and they lecture us all the time about what we should do, but their lectures have no more relevance than if we were to get a lecture from Snow White about how to treat our dwarves. We don't have dwarves, and we don't live in your fantasy world, so you need to just shut up, but they won't. This place is more political than Washington, Hollywood is. And, you know, it is, when you look at these Oscars, and you go back to Sally Field, everybody laughed at her when she got up and got the Oscar and she said, you like me. You really like me. And she clutched it. And they've made fun of that for a very long time, but that was the essence of what it was. I mean, this is nothing more than a popularity contest like a high school. And, you pick the queen and the king of the prom. Pretty soon they're going to get rid of the kings completely. Just have a queen. I guess I can call her a monarch. But this is nothing but a popularity contest for narcissists. That's what the Oscars are. Why would we even care about this anymore? Especially when they add the political dimension into it. So you got Jimmy Kimmel lecturing Pence. He says, we don't make films like Call Me By Your Name for money. He said, we make them to upset Mike Pence. Let me tell you something. Hollywood hasn't made films that their primary concern hasn't been money for a very long time. You've been able to see it in the last year or so with the NFL, for example, and some of the other corporations that will burn down their business and their business model to push their politics or to push their agenda, their social agenda. And that has been the case with Hollywood for a very long time. It was 20, 30 years ago that my wife and I had a chain of video stores and I would do the buying and I would, we would go to the conventions. I remember they had a New Line executive there who was lecturing everybody on the new technology of DVDs, which we'd already been carrying for a couple of years. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you the discussion that I had with him about what they wanted to push and what they ought to be pushing. They don't care what you want to see. They've got an agenda. They don't care what makes money. They've got an agenda. Just like the NFL. Yeah, it was the DNC convention of 2018 last night. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
So let's talk about Hollywood last night. We saw this year's DNC convention last night, but we also saw them projecting their filth. It's not enough for them to project their filth up on the big screen and to do it worldwide. No, they want to project their filth onto you. You're the problem. And, you know, I guess we will eventually become like them because we get anesthetized of that. We start to speak like Robert De Niro. We start to act like Harvey Weinstein. Why? Where's it coming from? Hollywood. But they lecture us. We're the bad people. It's the NRA that's the killers, not the people who constantly portray. I mean, I remember when Sam Peckinpah films, people were astonished at the violence of Sam Peckinpah. Now it looks like some kind of a TV Western compared to what they used to have. It looks basically bloodless compared to what they have now. And as we're going to break, I told you I would tell you a story of a New Line executive that I cornered and asked him some questions as DVD was coming online, as format. We'd already been carrying it for about a year in our stores. And there were some, and I don't remember if this happened before or after. There was a company in Utah called Clean Films. And what they would do is they would take the Hollywood, typical Hollywood filth, and they would try to clean it up a little bit. And they would find the different places where they would throw in the gratuitous sex scene, the gratuitous violence scene, and they would just skip around it because it's not necessary. You don't need to see somebody's head blowing up in slow motion. You don't need to see a little short porn shot thrown in the middle of a story to make the story effective. So they just skip around the stuff that Hollywood loves to put out there. You know, these people are exhibitionists, and I'm not talking about the distribution business either. No, they're exhibitionists. They want you to see their filth. The Harvey Weinsteins and the Me Too actresses as well. They love that. They love that. So he was telling us about all the wonderful things that DVD could do, the way it could be programmed, how they could put extra content in it. And New Line had just done, and I can't remember the film. I think it was a film about people who got excited about car accidents. It's a really perverse, sick film. And they made it even more perverse and sick. They put out an additional version of it that you could watch. Not just an a director's cut version, but had some additional scenes in it. And you could choose which one you wanted to watch. And I said, well, instead of letting people choose to watch a even more perverse version of your film, how about if you guys made a cleaner version of your film? How about instead of just throwing in the gratuitous porn scene in the middle of the film, or the one that's typically there where they go to they have a meeting, they go to a stripper bar. That's always a great way for them to work in nudity so they can get their R rating. So I said, instead of doing that, why don't you put in, you know, shoot that film twice. And instead of shooting it at a stripper bar, why don't you just shoot it at a regular bar? Or instead of showing somebody with their head being blown up, in slow motion, if it's essential to the film, just show them being shot like we used to do it on television, right? They get shot, they fall over. You don't have to show all the blood, gore, and exploding body parts. Oh, no. We're not going to do that. See, they don't want more money. And see, that would have been something that would have actually made them more money. You know, of course, that when we talk about things like the fact that The Passion of the Christ that Mel Gibson did was the highest revenue R-rated film ever in history, Because PG films and G-rated films make more money than R-rated films because they have a bigger audience. It's not rocket science here. But they don't like PG films or even PG-13 films. Certainly don't like G-rated films. And they're not going to take their... One of the things he said to me was, he said, the directors would never stand for that. And I was like, okay, this business is beyond redemption. And we got out of it. Not too long after that. Jimmy Kimmel last night focused almost exclusively on politics, points out Gravian, and that's true. You've got the pens that were being distributed by Michael Bloomberg's advocacy group, Every Town for Gun Safety. They created a little gun pen, American flag in orange, and gave it to all these different actors and actresses, and they sent it to The Wall Group and other key Hollywood agencies so they could pressure the actors and actresses to do this. You know, because this is a little popularity contest. It's a little community. You don't want to be ostracized by this narrow little community. That's why it mattered so much more to Sally Fields that they really liked her than it did that she got an Oscar. It's not really a measure of great quality films. It's just a measure that they really like you, which means you're going to be getting more jobs. If you come out and you say something conservative, then they don't really like you. And you're not going to get any jobs. I'll give you a couple of examples of this. And of course, they're putting out the hashtag never again to push gun control. And again, that hashtag never again tells you all you need to know about the naivete of the gun grabbers. Starting from these kids that they have out there as their front, their shield, hiding behind kids. I mean, I look at what CNN is doing with these kids, and it is as repulsive to me as when you had Saddam Hussein pulling some kids on, very nervous, and setting them on his lap. And they say, hey, I got a little kid here. You want to shoot me now with some bombs? You'll kill this kid. And that's essentially what CNN is doing. As they are harassing and bullying conservative students and arguing with them over a couple of words. And the reality is, and we all know it from looking at that town hall, quote unquote, that CNN did. And it's not the first time they've done it. I'm not going to go into that all again. But CNN has been caught multiple times rigging town hall, saying we got people here who are not, they're undecided. And they turn out to be people who are staffers for Democrat senators and congressmen or special interest groups or whatever. They're not independent. They rig these things. They give, as we pointed out, WikiLeaks showed us that Donna Brazile was channeling debate questions or questions that were going to be allowed in the town hall to Hillary Clinton in advance so she could work on a focus group and come up with a great answer with some sound bites and all this kind of stuff. I mean, they've been doing this all along. So they got their never again, which you can never stop anything permanently. Perfection is never an option. Everybody said never again after World War I, didn't we? That was going to be the war to end all wars. No, didn't happen. Didn't happen. They have their Time's Up pens. You've got Gucci saying that now they're going to join with Oprah Winfrey and George Clooney and Jeffrey Katzenberg, Steven Spielberg, Kate Capshaw, all of them contributing $500,000 to this phony kids march. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like I said before. It's like Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. Let's put on a show. Oh, yeah. It's completely organic and grassroots, isn't it? And now they got $3 million from George Clooney, who's using these kids as a front. But they're pushing, and this is the best headline I've seen anywhere from Breitbart. Oscars. Celebrities push gun control surrounded by a wall of 500 armed officers. And, you know, 500 armed officers to protect these people. And they don't want you to have guns to protect yourself. Kind of interesting, too. We've got 535 politicians in Washington protected by an army of people. Telling you that you can't protect yourself as well, don't we? All of these Republicans and Democrats are out there saying, oh, no, 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 we're gonna peel off this part of your right to protect yourself. We're gonna peel off that part of it. And we're gonna come up with new and ingenious ways to destroy the Second Amendment even further. Death by a thousand cuts. They've been doing it for a long time and now they're going to ramp it up because something must be done. You know what must be done? You must follow your oath to the Constitution that you took. That's what must be done. And beyond that, you need to just shut up. All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you about the sexism that we saw last night. The overt sexism. And, of course, the hate. Not just for the NRA, but even for a new Bruce Willis movie, which, by the way, these are boffo reviews from Hollywood. They hate it so much, I want to see it so badly. We'll talk about Bruce Willis's new film, a remake of Death Wish, when we come back. They say it's evil, it's racist, it's NRA agitprop. Sounds great to me. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Organizing a boycott of InfoWars. I mean, after it was exactly a week after they were lobbying YouTube, saying, look at this. They commented on these children we put up here to be the face of gun control, and they commented on these kids. That's bullying and harassment to comment on them. Anybody who looks at these stories coming out from the Broward Coward Sheriff, Sheriff Benghazi, anybody who looks at this and has any questions, they need to be shut down. And then 1 week later, you've got CNN calling up people that they said had ads served on InfoWars YouTube channel, calling up the corporations that had ads, because the way this works, I don't know if it works this way anymore with cable, but I remember buying ad spots on cable, and you would basically go to the cable system, and you would buy the cheapest way that you could get in would be that you would pay them X amount of money for X amount of spots, and you wouldn't know where or when it was going to air. You wouldn't know which channels, which programs it was going to air on. They would tell you after the fact, but they wouldn't tell you beforehand. And it probably works the same way as YouTube does right now. So they would go to these corporations, and they would say, do you realize that your ads are running on a conspiracy theory website? A right-wing website? all the pejorative adjectives that they could come up with, that phony. But anyway, that's what CNN is doing, trying to organize a boycott. Here's a news flash for CNN. That's not the way we fund our operation here. We fund our operation with the products that we sell, good quality stuff. I know that you guys sell pharmaceuticals, big pharma pharmaceuticals, so dangerous that most of the commercial is taken up with a fast reading of side effects as people are watching slow motion video just to, you know, inoculate them. This cognitive dissonance of children running in slow motion through a field while they're rattling off very, very serious side effects from the products that they're selling on CNN or Fox or any of these channels. But that's not the way that we operate. What we do is we give you natural products that are not anything that we have concocted in some kind of a mad laboratory. These are standard products that are sold throughout the health food industry. And it's a win-win situation. And we sell them directly. And they hate that. They hate that. Because, see, if we went with corporate sponsors, they'd shut us down. One of these sponsors, one of these businesses I'd never heard of, Cernovich looked them up, something called Honey. I don't even know what their product is. But the point is that InfoWars had made $169 total from that organization. Now they're getting all of this free publicity for boycotting us. Well, go ahead, boycott us. We don't care. That's not where we make our money. For years, we didn't put any of those commercials on YouTube. That's not how we fund InfoWars. How we fund it is with the products that we sell. That's why we had the Operation Paul Revere 2018. Help keep free speech going. This is the way that we fund InfoWars, so the products that we sell. Things like the Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall to build your immune system, Biome Defense 50, all of those, 50% off. We also have True Whey Protein, 50% off. Prebiotic Fiber, imagine that. Fiber and probiotics. I don't need to read you a long list of dangerous side effects from fiber or probiotics. There aren't any. That's why we sell things like this. We also have apparel, 80% off, and the Aegis Armor Backpack Insert, 20% off. You can see a lot of products on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 80% off. We'll have more in the next hour to say about the CNN boycott. This is absolutely amazing to me, but that's how desperate CNN is. First, lobbying YouTube to shut us down over fake claims of harassment and bullying, then going to sponsors and saying, shut them down. Can you imagine if somebody did that to CNN? But of course, again, most of their money is coming from Big Pharma. It wouldn't matter. They haven't got a conscience anyway. No matter what CNN does, he's like, do you realize that you're advertising on CNN? They'd say, do you realize we're killing millions of people with our products? We don't care what you say. We're going to go with CNN. Emma Stone yesterday pushing the sexism of the DNC awards last night. That's really what it is. You know, Jimmy Kimmel was bragging about how Oscar is the perfect person for Hollywood because he is missing an essential part of the male anatomy. Well, so is Jimmy Kimmel. He's been castrated by the Hollywood left, by feminism, by Me Too-ism, by the false idea that this is something that affects everybody, not just Hollywood and the politicians. And so then you got Emma Stone out there and saying, well, for best director, we've got these three, four men and Greta Gerwig. Here's her comment.
It is the director whose indelible touch is reflected on every frame. It is the director who shot by shot, scene by scene, day by day, works with every member of the crew to further the story. And it is the vision of the director that takes an ordinary movie and turns it into a work of art. These four men and Greta Gerwig created their own masterpieces this year.
They are. No, that's not sexist at all, right?
For achievement in directing.
Just a dump on these directors, pointing out that they're the ones who really make the film. You know, if you've got a film that you really like, most people look at the actor or the actress and say, I want to see where there's other films that this actor or actress has been in. No, if you really like the film, you need to see who directed it and then see what other films that director did, because that's really what determines the film. But of course, being male, they're not important. Interestingly enough, it was a male who won, but of course he was an immigrant, so that gives him a pass. Then we have Sandra Bullock earlier in the awards talking about Mudbound's Rachel Morrison in the cinematography category. She said, here are the four men and one trailblazing woman who are nominated for achievement in cinematography. See, if you're a man, you don't even get your name mentioned. Yeah, you know, just leave you out because you're not important. You're male. You're male. And we're going to do the same thing to you that we've done to Jimmy Kimmel. You can turn into a sniveling little Castriano or whatever. They used to have a name. Castriati, that's it. Is that it? Castriati? Castriati. Castriati. That was what they used to call the male singers because they wouldn't allow women to actually be in the opera. So what they do, they'd castrate these singers so they would keep a high voice, you know, kind of like Michael Jackson throughout their whole life. And that's what these guys are basically have become. Jimmy Kimmel, a weeping castrati, I guess. Okay, whatever. Let's go to Natalie Portman. Does the same thing. This is three of them doing this. Here's Natalie Portman.
To be here to present the award for Best Director.
And here are the all-male nominees.
Oh, yeah. And that's Ron Howard laughing nervously. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I'm a man. Maybe I can do something about it. Actually, I identify as one of you women. Does that count? Is that okay? Do I get a pass now? And then the NRA. Let's take a look at some of the reviews for Death Wish. You must have a death wish in today's Hollywood if you make a conservative film or one that shows a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun. This is what the reviewers are saying. They say Death Wish, the new film starring Bruce Willis, he must have a death wish for his career to do something conservative in Hollywood. Basically, when I look at these reviews that are being put out there, when you look at reviews, here's one of the things that I look for. If you see that the critics give a film like 10 or 15% approval, and you see the audiences give a film like 80 to 85% approval, which is what happened with Death Wish, you can look at this and say, well, it has absolutely nothing to do with the quality of the film. There's something in here that the liberals in Hollywood don't like. I would probably like that film. So here's some of the reviews, which underscore that I think I will probably like Bruce Willis's film. And it'll be one of the only one or two films that I go to see this year, Bruce Willis's film. A catatonic Bruce Willis stars in Eli Roth's dangerously entertaining commercial for the NRA. That was one review. Said it's a pulpy reaffirmation of the idea that a good guy with a gun is the only thing capable of stopping a bad guy with a gun. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Another one. Death Wish is evil, racist, irresponsible BS. He spells it out. NRA agitprop. That was Dustin Rolls wrote that review. He says it's a dangerous celebration of gun culture. It's NRA agitprop. It's racist, nihilist, middle-aged white man wish fulfillment fantasy. I'm going. That's it. I'm going. Another one. If the NRA made a feature film, it would be this. What better endorsement could you get for Bruce Willis's Death Wish? Go see it. Put it in their face. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
We've got just a little bit more to talk about with the Oscars, but we're going to do it in the next segment because we have a lot of radio stations that carry the show, and they are doing news at the top of the hour. So we're going to get back to the news here and then get back into that in just a moment. And, of course, I think one of the key things coming out of the news are the threats to shut down and delete Alex Jones's YouTube channel. With 2.2 million subscribers, 1.5 billion views, and they're working up to it. They shut down Mike Adams' Health Ranger video channel, deleting all the videos there. And, of course, this is something that's been going on for quite some time. We're going to talk about that in detail later in this next hour. But this is what they're building up to. The on-off shutdown of Alex's main YouTube channel and basically building an acceptance of this, bringing the Overton window and the fact that, oh yeah, they can shut down anybody that they wish because, you know, they're YouTube, they can do anything they want. Now, if you're a small baker or photographer, no, you don't have that kind of power because, the courts in California have said that's just a chilling effect. If you don't bake a cake for somebody that they want, I mean, you know, if a Nazi comes in and tells a Jewish baker that he's got to make a Nazi cake, and the Nazi says, and the Jewish baker says, I'm not doing that. Oh, well, you got to shut them down because they're the only bakery in town. Well, they do that to Christians, and they do it trolling these Christians so they can shut down their bakery. But let's talk a little bit about what's in the news. This is a perfect metaphor for the undocumented DACA immigrants. A Mexican man assumed an American identity for 37 years, and he stole $361,000 in government benefits, armed with a fake birth certificate. Because, you know, hey, with a fake birth certificate, you can even become president in the United States. He developed a seemingly legitimate persona by applying for a California driver's license. Now, that's not hard to do. A Social Security number and a U.S. passport. This is coming out of the San Diego Union-Tribune. The documents allowed him to move freely between the U.S. and Mexico and also to receive nearly $361,000 in government benefits over the years. This guy is now 66 years old. And so when I look at that, I thought, you know, I wonder how much the DACA recipients are getting each year. Now, this guy, over 37 years, he got $361,000. So it's just under $10,000 a year. Do you know how much the DACA recipients get just for educational benefits? We spend more in the United States to educate students than any other country in the world, more than Switzerland. We don't get the same results, though, do we? We spend the most of any country, $15,000 a year on average, K through 12. That's 13 years of that. And that doesn't count any other benefits that the DACA recipients might get. Doesn't count their free college tuition that they're going to be given by the New York governor if he gets his way, or the in-state tuition subsidies that they get in so many states. Even American citizens who aren't residents of that state don't get that. But if you're a foreign citizen criminally trespassing here in America, oh, we'll give you in-state tuition rates. We love that. We want to encourage that. So when you look at this, by the way, compare this to Mexico. We spend over $15,000 a year to educate our students. How much do they spend in Mexico? Time's up. $3,000 a year. We spend five times as much per child here in the United States. And that's money that is coming out of your house budget. Because almost all the educational expenses are being paid for by property taxes. It doesn't matter if you rent a home. You don't see it itemized on your rent statement. But if you own a home, or let's say that you're renting it from the bank, and the county. If you, on that mortgage statement every year, you see what the taxes are and you know how they're going up and you know how your monthly payment is going up. Mostly to pay for schools that are being built for everybody. So $3,000 a year for students in Mexico, $15,000 a year for students here in America, and they get at least 13 years of that. And then if they go to college, oh, so much better. We can do even more of that. Yeah, it's a perfect metaphor. A Mexican man assumes an American identity for 37 years and gets $361,000 in government benefits. Steals it. And these kids, these DACA kids, are stealing it too. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Let's talk about how the NRA is pushing back against the DNC convention that we saw last night, also known as the Oscars. We have a public service announcement, or I guess you could call it a commercial, put out by the NRA. They got a new program with Dana Lesh that's going to be starting. And here's what she had to say to every Hollywood phony.
We've had enough of the lies, the sanctimony, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news. We are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. So to every line member of the media, to every Hollywood phony, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, to the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, to the late night hosts who think their opinions are the only opinions that matter, to the Joyanne Reeds, the Morning Joes, the Mikas, to those who stain honest reporting with partisanship, to those who bring bias and propaganda to CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, your time is running out. The clock starts now.
And for those of you listening, she turns over an hourglass and said, then the thing at the bottom talks about her new program being sponsored on NRA's TV channel coming up. They're going to push back against it. And, of course, I'm sure they will try to organize another boycott. Well, they need to talk to Delta Airlines about how their boycott worked out. Delta Airlines trumpeting the fact that they were going to remove the discount that they would give to NRA members. And then people in the Georgia state legislature said, all right, then we're going to remove the subsidies that we gave to Delta Airlines. $40 million worth of subsidies that Delta Airlines lost from the Georgia state government because they wanted to get political. They wanted to step in this and they wanted to boycott the NRA? Okay, fine. The Georgia state legislature says, actually, we're the NRA. We're the NRA. We are gun owners. And we understand that when you're attacking the NRA, you're attacking gun owners. You're attacking the Second Amendment by proxy. And so they pull $40 million away from Delta. How many customers did Delta have that used that NRA discount? 13. 13. It was such a big deal for them. They wanted to make a political statement. Well, Georgia came back and made a political statement as well. And what we saw last night at the Oscars was a political statement. As The Hill points out, the six most memorable political moments from this year's Oscars. Only six? No, there were many, 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 as I've just played, because the ones that I just played clips for you from the women who were jumping into the sexist identity politics, that's not even in this list from The Hill. What made The Hill's list was Jimmy Kimmel touting hashtag Me Too in his opening monologue. Well, of course, He's going to lecture us, as I said before, projecting Hollywood filth literally around the world. They put it up on all these screens for everybody. And then projecting their values onto you and saying, you're bad. You're bad. Yeah, clean yourselves up first, and then you can talk to us. And why don't you clean up your movies at the same time? Your movies that glorify this stuff, that turn violence and sex into a fetish. Why don't you clean that stuff up and then talk to us? Then lecture us, Hollywood. Then they go on. They've got a couple of foreigners lecturing us on how we should support dreamers. Oh, that was a wonderful moment. A first openly transgender presenter making history. There we go. And that wasn't Jimmy Kimmel identifying as a woman. No, it was somebody else. Kobe Bryant lecturing a conservative, Laura Ingraham. And then we have Jimmy Kimmel and a guy named Common, who I guess is a rapper or something, swipes at Trump and Pence. Oh, who would have thought? Who would have thought they'd take cheap shots at people who are conservatives? What a surprise. Well, again, I don't watch it. I don't imagine most people are going to be watching it. I would imagine that their ratings have plummeted. We'll be seeing what happens with that. When we talk about hypocrisy of the left, let's talk a little bit about some of the irony that's coming out there. And, of course, with the gun stuff. You know, we talk about gun-free zones. Well, we've got Cook County, this is up on the Drudge Report, announcing a task force to fight cemetery violence. So you've got all of these gangs shooting each other down in the street. Like, it was like Al Capone or something, right? When we first had prohibition, drug prohibition. Except now, we've had prohibition going on for 47 years. Imagine if Al Capone had been allowed to grow his crime organization for half a century. Well, that's what we have now in Chicago. And so even though they have massive gun control, and it's a gun-free zone, and they take guns away from law-abiding citizens, all these other people seem to be able to find the guns. And not only that, but when they shoot up somebody and they have a cemetery that is well-known for these gang members to be buried in. So when somebody is executed by a rival gang and they're having a ceremony at the cemetery, they shoot that up. Or they shoot up the procession of cars on the way to the cemetery because they know where this is. So now the police in Cook County are going to have to set up a special unit to try to police these funerals that they're having. I mean, that is how bad this is. And then 286 people shot, 78 killed in Chicago, and the media never cares. This is FBNewsPost.com pointing it out. In Chicago, 650 people were officially murdered in 2017. In the first 2 months of 2018, 286 shootings were recorded. 78 murders were recorded. So we're well on our way to another banner year in Chicago. They don't want to talk about what the problem is. Just like nobody wants to talk about what the problem is in the schools. They don't want to do anything to make the schools more secure. They want to push their agenda. Just like they don't want to do anything to make Chicago safer, they don't want people to be able to own guns to protect themselves, and they're not going to stop the drug war. No, no, no. Can't do that. Got to keep that drug war going. No matter what happens, we got to keep prohibition going on. And we're going to have more St. Valentine's Day massacres at our schools and with the prohibitionist shooting it out. Because remember the original Valentine's Day massacre? Was rival gangs, I think it was Chicago, I don't think it was New York, but it was in Chicago, I think, you know, riding along in the car, spraying people with fully automatic Tommy guns. That's what prohibition brings you. And if you think you're going to make it any better by prohibiting firearms, okay, well, as we look at the drug war, let me just throw this in, and we're going to take a look at some other irony here as well. We've got Alaskan politicians now nullifying the feds as the as naturalblaze.com points out, disobeying the feds. Well, this is nullification. And this is the state house. They've passed a bill to legalize the production of industrial hemp. This is not marijuana. This doesn't have any effect on you whatsoever. Industrial hemp. That's now awaiting the governor's approval. They said it would legalize regulation and production of industrial hemp and provide for hemp pilot programs. Industrial hemp, they said, is not included in the definition of marijuana. Cannabidiol oil is not included in the definition of hashish oil. Industrial hemp to food does not create an adulterated food product. This is in the act, okay? Hemp is a non-psychoactive. It is still, however, treated as a drug in the United States. And not only that, but they lie and tell you that it is a Schedule I drug, that it has no medical uses. That's absolutely a lie. But hemp itself, we used to have, you can probably still see it, maybe even on YouTube. I don't know if they censored this yet or not, but there used to be a propaganda film done by the Navy as part of World War II. Hemp for victory. We need to grow hemp because they used it for making ropes and so forth. We used to stamp, somebody used to do this, not me, of course, would take a little dialogue box and stamp a dollar bill with George Washington's face on it. And it would have a little dialogue box out there that says, I grew hemp. Because he did. He did. But lock him up. Lock him up for the UN Nazi war on drugs. Let's not pretend that it can be used in more than 25,000 products, including fibers, textiles, paper, and construction insulation materials. No, no, no. And then it has another use we'll tell you about when we come back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Finish up a little bit with this war on drugs story coming out of Alaska. And we're going to take a look at the irony of a lot of different things in the news here. We got the ex-CIA chief calling Trump unstable, inexperienced, and unethical. The CIA chief, John Brennan. We'll tell you why that is absolutely insane for him to say that. Also, we're going to talk about CNN actually trying to organize a boycott against InfoWars. By contacting YouTube advertisers. You know, CNN is known for its push polls, known for its fake polls. It's polls where they show that President Trump is 15 points lower in approval than other people do. And, of course, you know, a push poll is where you ask a poll to a population because you're trying to push them in a certain way, not because you want to know what the people think. You're not doing a scientific poll. With a push poll, and this is something that's often done in political campaigns, you call up a population just before an election and you say, would it make any difference to you if you knew blah, blah, blah about this candidate? And then say yes or no. That's a way to try to push you and disguise it as a poll. And so what CNN is doing right now is they're doing a push boycott. They're trying to push a boycott. Calling up and asking these companies, did you know that you have commercials that are running on InfoWars channel? Did you know that? Oh, well, maybe you should know that, and so forth. That's what they're doing. We're talking about that. We're going to talk about the tariffs. We have Gerald Celente joining us in the third hour to talk about the big tariffs that came on. We had a lot of people concerned about this over the weekend. You know, it's one of the things I had big problems last week with what President Trump said about the Second and the Sixth Amendment, about your due process as well as Second Amendment, your right to protect yourself. Those things are sacrosanct. As I said before, the only thing in the Constitution that is non-negotiable to me are the Bill of Rights. You don't touch that. As the Declaration of Independence pointed out, we created governments to protect our liberty. And that's how we have defined the minimum there in those 10 amendments. And of course, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment make it clear that just because we didn't specifically say that you particularly protect something like the Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms, the right of the people, just because we didn't specifically mention it doesn't mean that we still don't have it. And so those are very important. That is really our Magna Carta. That is our great charter. That is what is non-negotiable. And you don't trash talk it on television. You shut up about it. You have taken an oath to obey the Constitution. That means the Bill of Rights, particularly the Bill of Rights. You guys don't want to pay any attention to the separation of powers. You want to pretend that you can tell us at the state and local level what to do about everything in our lives. Well, we have something to say about that as well. It's in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. But don't you dare trash talk things that are specifically prohibited from you getting involved in. And we've tolerated this for far too long. And someday, we're going to elect some people who take the Bill of Rights seriously and they take back our rights. Or this government is going to unravel. It's going to have series of secessions or revolutions. So you just take your pick. And maybe the peaceful way to do this, I don't think we're ever going to have anybody that's going to give up power in Washington. So the peaceful way to do this is through nullification. And that's what's happening in Alaska. Alaskan politicians say, you know what? We don't really care about your nonsense saying that hemp is a Schedule I drug. which means that it is highly addictive and has no medical uses and so forth. That simply isn't true. And so what they pointed out is that hemp is not psychoactive, although it's still treated as a drug by the federal government. This is a story from naturalblaze.com. So the potential to be used in more than 25,000 products. Some people put it as high as 50,000 different products. Things like fibers, textiles, paper, construction, and insulation materials. So maybe, and you know, it's kind of cheap to produce compared to a lot of the competitors because this stuff grows like a weed. That's why they call it weed. It's very easy to grow, grows very rapidly. And it's very cost effective compared to its competitors. That's one of the reasons why it was regulated out of existence in the United States. Alaskan Republican Senator Shelley Hughes told the media she introduced the bill more than a year ago when she was approached by local farmers who wanted to grow hemp for use for feeding and for the bedding for livestock and to clean up oil spills. See, there's another use for hemp. And again, hemp is not psychoactive. She said it was time to remove hemp from the marijuana statutes. There is no psychoactive impact from hemp. If you were to smoke acres and acres and acres of hemp, she said, all you would get would be a sore throat and a cough. And the U.S. is the only developed nation that hasn't developed an industrial hemp crop for economic purposes. It's absolute insanity. And the drug war is insane. The drug war, as I've pointed out, all the conservatives who don't like to see people get addicted to alcohol or to any other form of drug, I agree with you. As I've said many times, I don't push drug use, especially psychoactive drug use. I don't push drugs to escape reality for entertainment. I think that's a very, very dangerous thing. Medically and psychologically, it's very dangerous to do that. Deal with reality. Get a grip on life. Find something that allows you to live your life without a crutch. But to create prohibition brings in all new set of problems. And I've said for the longest time, if conservatives who champion property rights don't understand civil asset forfeiture, which is a way to steal your property without ever getting a conviction, without ever giving you the presumption of innocence or a day in court, you're never even charged because they say it's a civil action. It's not a criminal action. Everything about this is a lie. And if you can't see that, if you can't see the crime that is happening in Chicago, if you can't see the war, the literal war that is raging in Mexico, with 30,000 plus, even by their official numbers, which are understated, 30,000 plus people getting killed in Mexico in the drug wars, dwarfing the casualties in Afghanistan and Iraq. If you can't see the danger of this and understand that this approach that we have tried for half a century just isn't working. It's not working. But let's take a look at some of the other things that are ironic here. We've got John Brennan, the ex-chief of the CIA, saying that Trump is unstable, inept, inexperienced, and unethical. Unethical. This is a guy, John Brennan, who sold the American public on the idea that torture was okay, calling President Trump unethical. He called torture enhanced interrogation. And, of course, to Trump's shame, he has endorsed that part of it. So I guess from that part of it, we could say that he's on the same page with John Brennan. But it is absolutely insane. You know, asking John Brennan for advice on ethics and stability is kind of like asking Hannibal Lecter for recipes. This is the last person in the world you would ever ask about ethics. Not just the CIA chief, but John Brennan, the CIA chief. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, let's take a little bit of a look at some of the crazy news, the ironic news we see coming out. We got Maxine Waters, and I love this headline from the Daily Caller. It's like the other headline, I think, a couple of headlines of the day. We got the Breitbart News saying, liberals at the Oscar parties, or the Oscar ceremonies, the DNC convention is what I call it, 2018, but pointing out that they're calling for gun control while they're protected by an army of 500 armed people at that venue. And then we have this headline from the Daily Caller. Maxine Waters seeking psychiatric opinion from a porn star. Donald Trump. And Maxine Waters, who says, Donald Trump calls people names. And then she lists a bunch of names that people have called Donald Trump. That's her way of putting this out. She says, we might also inquire of Stormy Daniels about Trump's mental state, since she's observed him up close. I'm sure she could give us a revealing interpretation. Oh, we need to get some psychiatric help for Maxine Waters as well, I think. And again, we can't talk about hypocrisy and irony without talking about the drug war, specifically about marijuana right now. But of course, the entire drug war that has now lasted for half a century and has given us far more dangerous forms of every drug out there, including marijuana, as it has given us massive corruption, rampant theft. It's turned our police departments into highway robbers. They can take anything from anybody, and not just on the highway, without any due process, without even charging you with a crime. They just grab it. Now, you got a problem with that, conservatives? Why don't you care about property rights when it's part of the war on drugs? You think that this is really getting us anywhere? Have you noticed what's really going on in society? You just love the idea that we're going to kick the drugs out of people's hands. So it hasn't really worked too well, has it? Not even in our schools. Our gun-free, drug-free schools. Isn't that wonderful? All we have to do is just prohibit drugs and prohibit guns, and they just go away. And we never again, hashtag never again, have that problem, do we? Well, here's something kind of interesting from the Free Thought Project. We have our current health secretary who says that there is no such thing as medical marijuana, gave Cialis to children, an erectile dysfunction drug to children. And as they point out, Free Thought Project, he admits that the U.S. plans to spend more than $750 million looking for a pharmaceutical alternative to opioids next year. But this is something that you could get right now, very cheaply, from something that grows like a weed called cannabis. It's very effective at helping people get over opioid addiction, and it is very effective at helping people manage their pain so they don't have to get on opioids in the first place. But our federal government is going to subsidize $750 million, $750 million, to look for an alternative to opioids. And I guess my question is, who gets that patent? How are they going to dole out that patent to somebody? And here's the problem. It's called regulatory capture. As I say, as he pointed out in this hearing, there really is no such thing as medical marijuana. There is no FDA-approved use of marijuana, a botanical plant. I just want to be very clear about that, says Alex Azar, the Health and Human Secretary Services secretary for Trump. Now, I just have to say that things don't become real because the FDA says they're real. You know, there are effective treatments that are not approved by the FDA. And there are very dangerous drugs that will kill people that have been approved by the FDA. And if you watch CNN, you might begin to realize that if you pay attention to the disclaimers, they don't want you to pay attention to that. They want you to think that it's safe, that it is so incredibly rare that something like that would happen, that you don't even need to read the insert. We learned that the hard way in my family. My mother was had a severe stroke that left her paralyzed on one side and with dementia like an Alzheimer's patient for the last 4 years of her life because she took an antibiotic. And, you know, we look on the disclaimer there. It says, yeah, in rare cases it can cause this. And, of course, I'm sure many of you listening know members of your family or friends who have had severe problems from drugs, but of course it's not really a problem. As a matter of fact, my wife was just talking to a lady who's it was in her family. They had a child who was taking Tamiflu. And she said, oh, we had the worst experience with this week. My child had the flu. We put him on Tamiflu. And I forget how expensive it was, but it was incredibly expensive. So we had to go to the emergency room. They were hallucinating and doing all this other kind of stuff. And I asked my wife, I said, she listen to my show? Because I have covered that story many, many times about it happening across the country to kids. And they'll say, gee, we never knew that this could happen. And some of the doctors were even surprised. Because, you know, they have the drug reps that come in and tell them how wonderful this product is and so forth. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, there's all these different things down there that we have to put in legally, just for our own protection and liability, you know, but don't worry about them. Rarely ever happens. But now we have a lot of people being diagnosed with the flu and being given Tamiflu, and now we're seeing it. It's not happening with everybody, Maybe it's only 1% of the people. Maybe it's only a fraction of a percent of the people. Are you willing to play Russian roulette with that? I mean, would you play Russian roulette with a revolver that has one chamber loaded out of six? Probably not. Would you play Russian roulette with a revolver that has one chamber out of 12 or out of 20 or out of 100? Just spin the thing. You got a bullet in there, but you got 100 chambers, so it's only one chance out of 100 that you're going to blow your head off. You want to try that? See, we don't think about risk that way. We think that because the FDA says it's okay, it's okay. And it's not okay to think like that. So let's talk about this a little bit. As I point out in this article from Free Thought Project, local governments are starting to hold Big Pharma accountable for its role in the opioid epidemic. And then Alex Azar, our HHS secretary right now, says, we are devoting hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to research at our National Institutes of Health as part of the historic $13 billion opioid. Oh, they're just getting started. See, that was $750 million that they're talking about for finding an alternative that can be evidently patented by either the CDC or one of these big pharmaceutical companies, whoever has the most politicians in their pocket, I guess. Part of the historic $13 billion opioid and serious mental illness program that is being funded by the President and Congress. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see. Is it the research that's being funded, or is it the opioid problem that's being funded by Congress? So anyway, that's part of that $750 million. A study published in August 2017 said that when participants use cannabidiol, CBD, it blocked the opioid reward for their brains. And as a result, the finding that this blocks opioid reward, this cannabis product, suggests this compound may be useful in treating addiction. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, so you mean instead of cannabidiol? Is that the way you pronounce it? Cannabidiol? Okay. Okay, well, we'll just leave that there because... I'm not a drug expert. I am not, I don't use cannabis. I've never used it. I just know that when they put out studies that say this could actually help people to get over their opioid addiction. Oh, but we can't pay attention to that, says Alex Azar, because the FDA ignores the medical uses and is going to continue to ignore the medical uses of marijuana. We will keep it as a class one drug, even though we've had well over half of the states pass medical marijuana laws in nullification of the federal government trying to push a United Nations war on drugs. We're going to continue to ignore that. And not only that, but they point out that medical marijuana products may have a role in reducing the use of opioids needed to control pain. So you could use this instead of opioids. And if you took the bad advice of your doctor because you misguidingly, had a misguided trust in your doctor or the hospital and the AMA and big pharmaceutical companies and the commercials you see on CNN and Fox, if you went ahead and took those opioids and you got addicted to it, medical marijuana could help get you off of it. But let's not pay attention to that.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I've got one more thing to say about this multi-billion-dollar federal effort to shut down the opioid epidemic. Yeah, it's a horrible thing. People have died. People have become addicted. It's destroyed lives. And yet, the thing I find interesting about this is that this is an addiction, an epidemic that has been pushed by the pharmaceutical companies, by the doctors, the hospitals, the AMA, and so forth, and by mainstream legacy media, putting out all these commercials that really fund them from Big Pharma. When are they going to stop it? Well, actually, no, they're just looking for, trying to ignore the fact that medical marijuana, according to a study published in August of 2017, points out that CBD can actually block the opioid reward in the brains of people who are addicted to it. So it can be used to get people off of opioids, to break the addiction. And it can be used to keep them from getting addicted in the first place. But we can't have that, can we? So we have Alex Azar, who is now the Secretary of Health and Human Services, in the same way that FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has ties to big pharmaceutical companies. You know where Alex Azar came from? He used to be the U.S. President of Eli Lilly, the President of the U.S. Division of Eli Lilly. This is the kind of revolving door that we see happening. This is called regulatory capture, so that institutes within the federal government that are supposedly going to be regulating people as referees are actually being run by the people who have the companies. It's kind of like if we had, HSBC, the company that's been convicted but never really punished for laundering money for drug cartels and terrorist organizations. Let's say that we took somebody from their board of directors and made them the FBI director, let's say. Oh, wait, we did that, didn't we, with James Comey? Yeah, it kind of works like that, doesn't it? And so this guy, Alex Azar, when he was president of the U.S. division of Eli Lilly, he oversaw experiments on young boys, giving them Cialis, the erectile dysfunction drug. Now, you might ask, if they were doing this because they thought it was going to be an effective treatment for muscular dystrophy, why didn't they give it to young girls? No, they gave it to young boys. And they said, while it did nothing for the muscular dystrophy, it helped the company to increase their bottom line profits and to ensure that the patent would be extended for another 6 months. This is what our current Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar did while he was at Eli Lilly. An article from Free Thought Project. All right, let's talk real quickly before we get into some more irony news. Let's talk real quickly about the products that we have as part of our Operation Paul Revere 2018 Mega Specials. This is what funds our operation in spite of CNN thinking that they're going to shut us down by doing a push boycott on YouTube sponsors. No, that doesn't really provide that much revenue for us. What funds this operation are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, 40% off. And this is something you can do to provide for your family in an emergency. And we've just gotten through a season, massive storms, power outages, things like that. You never know when your area is going to be affected by something like that, or when it might get more severe with some kind of an economic meltdown. Or if you get the Democrats in power, these people who think that Dianne Feinstein is too conservative for them, we might wind up going down the path of Venezuela. And so right now you can fix the price of your food. And again, this is storable for up to 25 years. Once you open the package, you can reseal it and keep it for another couple of days after that. But you can store this stuff for up to 25 years. It's made in the United States. It's non-GMO, great packaging, and you can freeze the price right there and get it right now, 40% off. Also, some of the products we have that are 50% off, pollen block, immune wall to build up your immune system, biome defense, true whey protein, prebiotic fiber, that is fiber and probiotics together in a product, all those 50% off. And we have the Aegis Armor backpack insert. For when you're traveling or when your kids go to a gun-free zone, you can get a backpack insert for them that'll at least give them a little bit of protection as they shelter in place in an area where nobody is allowed to protect them or willing to protect them, as we have seen from the Sheriff Benghazi in Broward County. So take a look at the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. It's very vital, especially at this time. And if you're listening on radio, make sure you support the sponsors there, because that is also very important. Support the sponsors that support the stations that carry these programs. And we got a lot of radio affiliates at this point. All right, let's get back to the irony news here. Tesla. Now, they've got this on Breitbart as after $1 billion in government subsidies. About 3 years ago, I covered an LA Times story. They totaled it up at that point in time. It was $4 billion in subsidies that Tesla had gotten. But of course, they were looking at Elon Musk in general. So Tesla itself, and maybe they're looking just at federal subsidies. So that's a part of it. But of course, Elon Musk gets massive subsidies for his, firecrackers that he sets off with roadsters, little cherry roadsters on top. He also gets massive government subsidies for batteries that he builds and so forth. But just Tesla. The electric vehicle company has now been fined $139,000 for air pollution. How's that for irony? And the air pollution is nitrogen oxides. Oh, that bad stuff, like you might find in an internal combustion engine or even in a diesel engine. They're putting it out there in their factory. Or this, Mike Huckabee, a sign of more political correctness outside of the Oscars. It's everywhere, of course. The Washington Post points out that the Country Music Association, had announced its newest members of the board of its charitable foundation. They put on singer Chris Young and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Oh, but then you had an openly gay guy, Jason Owens, start out and criticize him because, first of all, he's a white male. Secondly, he's a Republican, but most of all, he's a Christian. And so anybody that supports traditional heterosexual Christian-defined marriage as between one man and one woman, oh, that makes you a, that's hate thought. That's a thought crime, and it's hate speech if you say it. And we know that because the Southern Poverty Law Center tells us so. And they actually got a guy to attack the Family Research Council for that very thing. Wanted to shoot people up at the Family Research Council because Southern Poverty Law Center had identified that as a hate group. So you're not allowed to have your idea of what marriage should be. No, we have to bow to their official definition of marriage. And so in this, he said, I'm openly gay and I hate him for that. And that's okay. It's good if he hates Mike Huckabee. And he can say that Mike Huckabee is harassing and bullying him. And he says, not to mention how harmful and damaging his deep involvement with the NRA is. What a shameful choice. And so Mike Huckabee stepped down. And he said, the message here is hate wins. The bullies have succeeded. That's right. Because bullying and harassment by the left isn't bullying and harassment. He said, I'm going to step down because I don't want my presence there to take money from students who might get funded by the CMA charities. So he stepped down. Let's take a look at Vegas. We've got still no surveillance footage coming from Vegas. Do you realize that? we haven't seen the surveillance footage from the Parkland shooting either. Why is that? You know, we haven't even seen, as we've said many times, Las Vegas, one of the most heavily surveilled places on the planet. It was the casinos far before we had the governments get interested in putting camera clusters on every corner to spy on its population. That was being done in spades by the casinos. And they funded an entire industry that had cameras that could zoom in an incredible amount. And even to the extent that they're used by, as I pointed out before, in North Carolina, the Department of Transportation would use them there to look at traffic backups. They'd see traffic backing up, and they would look to see what was happening down the road. They actually had crews that would go there and remove whatever had broken down or an accident to get them off the road as quickly as possible. First time I've seen government actually do something proactive to help on the roads. Typically, they're just involved in giving out fines. But they would actually use that to see if there was an accident, and you'd be able to zoom down with those cameras from one exit to the other. A couple of miles you'd be able to see. Those cameras had been developed by the casinos so they could see that much detail on somebody. And yet, there's not even one single still image showing Stephen Paddock in any of the casinos. And now we don't have anything coming out of the Parkland shooting, because that would be a problem if we saw a deputy who'd been told to stand down. He doesn't want us to see that. See, they say, well, we can't do that for security reasons, but they said that building is going to be demolished, so this isn't going to show anything, except what the sheriff's department doesn't want you to see. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Money.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption, it's David Knight.
Over the weekend, there was an election in Italy. And as everybody is reporting, the quote-unquote Euroskeptics, in other words, the people who are skeptical about staying in the European Union, surged in the election. And it has created a situation in Italy that is very much like what we saw happen in Germany. Now, whoever puts together a coalition government after this, and I understand it's very different. The way Americans can think of this is that here in the United States, we basically weed out anybody is not allowed to participate except for two parties. Well, over there, they have multi-party elections. And one of the ways that you can see this reflected is they're saying, well, it was a very low turnout, the lowest turnout in Italy's post-World War II history. 73% of the people voted. Can you imagine here in the United States, 73% of the people voting? Of course not, because most of the people come to the polls and they've got an evil and a lesser evil candidate. That's the way they typically run the things in the United States. And this is something for people to pay attention to right now, because if you don't get a good choice in the primaries are when you need to pay attention. And of course, we've got a primary coming up here in Texas tomorrow. You need to pay attention to the primaries. You're going to get stuck with two bad candidates trying to find one, whichever one is least evil. But in Europe, they have multi-party democracies, and so then they make a coalition after the election, because typically they have enough parties that get votes that nobody is a clear winner over 50%. This happened in Germany because of the rise of the anti-Euro, anti-open border party, AfD, Alternative for Deutschland. And Merkel has been trying to put together a coalition for 6 months. Now, they say that she's got it now. Well, we'll wait and see. I've been seeing that article written over and over again for several months. Oh, yeah, we finally got the coalition. We finally got the coalition. Well, maybe they do have a coalition. And if they do, it has taken them 6 months. So now what they're saying is that in Italy, because of this surge in what they call populist parties are simply parties that support national sovereignty rather than turning over their national sovereignty to Brussels or to some other supranational group, whether it's the UN or the European Union or something like that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in Italy. In West Virginia, we have a strike going on by teachers, and they have now, in all 55 counties, they have been closed for 8 days as of last Friday, I think. Quarter of a million students are entering their 8th day of no school, as are 35,000 employees. And it's kind of interesting to look at what their beef is. Of course, they want a pay raise, but organizations like NPR, this is how they control things. They show in the picture a teacher holding up a sign saying 1% raise equals $404 a year plus a $625 monthly increase for PEIA. That's the Public Employees Insurance Association. And she says that equals a $7,000 pay cut. You understand what's going on here? You will search in vain in this NPR article to find any mention of out-of-control health care costs created by Obamacare. And it's ironic to me. I was going to put this as part of the irony news here. So here you have the teachers, the teacher unions, typically Democrats, typically people who push for big government solutions everywhere, and they're upset because their insurance has become unaffordable. That's one of the key issues. Not only are they not getting enough of a pay increase, but what pay increase they do get is eaten up by higher insurance costs because of Obamacare. Yeah, that's irony for you. But don't expect NPR to report that. Don't expect these teachers who are pushing Democrat socialism to expect it. No, they want a free ride. Take care of me. I want Venezuela. That's why Bernie Sanders and the Democrat Party are heading straight down the path of Marxism. A lot of spoiled brats. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the massive school strike that has shut down every single school in West Virginia now for 8-9 days. I think it's still going on today. They didn't expect it to go on. And as we see the press reporting on this, they're missing, well, not actually missing, they're refusing to report that the health care debacle caused by Obamacare is a key part of their beef. They want to get more of a raise, but at the same time, the Public Employees Insurance Association is cutting benefits and raising rates high enough that it more than eats up their pay rate, pay increase. They're talking about the fact that they can't, the amount that their insurance is going up is greater than their pay raise. And that's what they show on the signs, but there's no mention of that in the NPR article. No mention of it. They'll talk maybe about benefits being capped or whatever. No talk of why they're being capped. See, this is the elephant in the room that the liberals don't want to talk about. They want to pretend that there's a free ride, that there is a free lunch. And people who think like that, like Bernie Sanders, who thinks that Venezuela is great, that this is the reality. It's what we're seeing here with the public employees in West Virginia as they're striking, trying to get a pay raise that's being eaten up by Obamacare. But at the same time, we look at Uber and Lyft. They're begging the government for a monopoly on self-driving cars. So it's not enough that they go into these jurisdictions and basically demand from the local governments that they should not have to comply with the regulations of any of the taxi companies. The taxi companies who have their own special group of inspectors, like they do in Washington, D.C. They've got a group of inspectors from the city that target taxi drivers, and they give them a white glove inspection and tell them that they've got to have newer cars and all this other kind of, but never say anything to Uber. And Uber and Lyft get to pretend that they're nothing but a rideshare company. They're just telling a driver where he can find somebody who wants to share a ride, you know. And then for that, these Uber and Lyft drivers are earning a median profit of $3.37 per hour. See, this is the new slave economy, where pretty soon these guys are not going to be able to own their own cars. And they don't intend to have that happen for very long. The business model of Uber and Lyft is, first of all, to get special treatment from the local government, to get exceptional treatment. If they had to be exposed to the same taxes that taxi companies have to be exposed to, the medallions that they have to buy, if they had to do that, if they had to go through the same inspections and comply with the same regulations, they would never be able to compete. And they're doing this right now with the assistance of the government because they want to push through an ownerless transportation system where you have no ownership whatsoever. We all become serfs and slaves to them, and they pretend to pay us. And they sell us rides by, sell us our transportation by the ride. We are not going to be able to afford to do anything, to go anywhere. And even if we can, it will be subject to their political whims. Take a look at what's going on right now with the censorship on the internet. You think these people aren't paying attention to everything you're doing on the internet, following you everywhere? You didn't think that they, if they believe that you're a threat to them, that they won't shut you down in your movement in a heartbeat? But the key thing is that they're going to just economically blockade you into cities that will become ghettos. You won't be able to get out of them. That's been the plan from the United Nations for a very long time, Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN Agenda 2030 for sustainability. So they want a monopoly, even on the self-driving cars. So you're going to have these big corporations fighting each other to see who is going to have a monopoly on these cars, just as they're establishing a little oligarchy over our free speech. And as we see these people getting paid $3.37 per hour, and that's going to even go away when they go to driverless cars. So what are they going to do with all of us angry, unemployed people who don't have any money to do anything? Well, they'll give us a little bit of free money until they can go through a soft kill. And take a look. Every month we see more studies coming out talking about how sperm rates are plummeting in the Western countries. Now, you can ask, what is it that they're doing? Is it the food? Is it the chemicals? Is it the drugs? Is it the, I don't know, maybe it's the Wi-Fi everywhere, the 5G that's coming? What are they doing to kill us, to soft kill us? Because this is not simply, well, it's women who decide that they want to go into the workplace, and so they're delaying having children until later on. No, we're talking about sperm count here. This is a health issue. I've said this for a very long time. This is a health issue. This is not simply people delaying having kids that is responsible for the declining birth rate, the rapidly plummeting birth rate that we see in the West. No, this is all about people replacement, if they're even going to replace people if they're even going to replace the people in the West with people in the developing third world. No, they're probably just going to replace all the people. But as they look at this, people are starting to say, yeah, oh, I'd love to have the idea of just put me on a poverty-level income. I'd love to have poverty-level income and not have to have a job. This is the mentality of people now in the West. They're going to give us a slave economy. They're going to give us a slave society because we think like slaves. And as we look at this tariff stuff, we've got Gerald Celente joining us in the next segment. I want to get his take on the tariffs because a lot of people are looking at the tariffs. Chris Wallace took on Navarro, was very upset with him. And I want to play that clip for you, and then I'll comment on it. Let's play the clip with Chris Wallace battling Navarro.
A new $175 per vehicle tax times 17 million vehicles sold in the USA in 2017 equals almost $3 billion in new annual consumer taxes just for steel and autos. Overall, not just cars, but all the products that use imported steel or imported aluminum, we're talking about a tax on American consumers in the billions of dollars.
I like Secretary Ross's math a whole lot better. Let's do it for aluminum. If you look at a 10% tariff on aluminum, six-pack of beer or Coke, that's a cent and a half. If you look at the other end of the spectrum, Boeing 777, it's one of the best airliners ever made. It's a $330 million aircraft. We're talking about an increase in costs at the worst of $25,000. So when you're talking about these massive costs or whatever as a fact, it's not. There are no downstream price effects on our industries that are significant.
Okay, let's hold it right there.
Here.
You understand how you can manipulate the numbers there. And that's what Chris Wallace is doing. He's taking a Cato Institute study, I think it was, which, you know, Cato Institute is for full open borders and open trade. This is where I break with the libertarians, quite frankly. Because if you can't understand by now what has happened with open borders and open trade, have you seen our jobs going to China? Have you noticed that, Cato Institute? Have you noticed that as much as I would like to be able to travel anywhere I want without any restrictions or any passports or any checks by the TSA, we don't have a situation like that. I mean, you want to stop the war on drugs first? Good. Let's do that. You want to stop the welfare state first? Good. But until you stop those two things, then we're going to have to add another bad solution on top of it if you won't really get to the root causes of the problems that we see here. But take a look at what he's saying there. First of all, that Cato Institute story, the way they ran that through, adding $175,000 to the cost of a car. And as Navarro points out later on, he says, that you're talking about a $30,000 car. He says, that's a tiny percentage. You know what the percentage of that is? 0.5%. 0.5%. Now, if you were selling cars and you're building them here in America, and that $175 out of $30,000, your car is $30,175, and your competitor's car is $30,000, and you can't convince people that you got a better car, you got a problem with your product. And that's a trivial amount. The question is, are we going to do something to protect our independence? Are we going to think long term? And I think that this is the right move for President Trump. We'll see what Gerald Celente thinks on the other side. But I think we have to work to get our steel industry back that Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger gave away decades ago. They set that in progress. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Gerald Celente, he's an American trends forecaster, person I always look to find out what's going to be happening. I really respect Gerald Celente's take on what is happening. I wanted to have him on today to talk about the tariffs and other economic issues, as well as war and peace, because they're all tied together, aren't they? But, of course, you can find him. He's a publisher of Trends Journal, and you can also find him on many broadcasts where he is a commenter as well. And if you want to find Trends Journal, subscribe to that. You can find it at trendsresearch.com. That's how you can subscribe to Trends Journal, something that I always enjoy reading. So joining us today is Gerald Celente. Welcome, Gerald.
Well, thanks for having me, David, and thank you very much. And it's always great being on with you.
Always love to have you here. And I want to find out what you think about this, because we've had a lot of, that's all anybody's been talking about besides the Oscars, which we've already talked about that. But besides that, everybody is talking about the 25% tariff on foreign steel and the 10% tariff on aluminum. Wall Street reacted to that, they say. Of course, it's all about the interest rates as well. I mean, we've had the Federal Reserve talking about how they're going to continue to raise interest rates. And so they're looking at this and saying, well, it's going to be inflationary. And that's the excuse for us to sell off our stocks. But I want to get your take on what you feel about this. Is it a good thing or bad thing? President Trump has said this is a move as part of national security, that we need to have domestic steel production. And he's done this in a different way. I've seen former Bush official, I think he was the White House chief of staff, saying President Bush put on some tariffs on some things, and the World Trade Organization told him, no, you can't have those, and so he took them off. But he said now President Trump has done this as part of national defense, so it's not going to be subject to the World Trade Organization. Instead, he's concerned there's going to be some kind of a trade war. What do you think?
Well, I don't think there'll be a trade war at all. And, you know, the hypocrisy out there, by the way, from the Democrats, it's astounding. Bill Clinton, Slick Willie, it's the perfect name for him. Bill, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale Clinton. He promised us, and that other piece of garbage, Al Gore, another guy born on third base thought he hit a home run. His old man wasn't senator. He'd be nowhere whereas he should be, Gore. They promised 200,000 jobs would be created with NAFTA.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, NAFTA was a thing that both he and Bush were pushing at the time. This is going to create all – the only person that wasn't pushing that was Ross Perot talking about that giant sucking sound. And it has been a giant sucking sound for the last 25 years.
It has been. And what happened is that nobody's held accountable for that. And it was also that little slick piece of garbage Clinton that got China into the World Trade Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't go into formally. Do you know when they formally joined? Two weeks after 9/11, when no one was watching.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I didn't hear about it. Yeah, exactly. Now, look, you said about war and peace. Remember how we were taught to hate those commies, those red Chinese? Yeah, until the multinationals and all the companies that sold us out could go over there and get their products made cheaply, we lost 3.5 million jobs since China joined the World Trade Organization.
That's right.
Now, let's go back again. Look at what's happened and look at the outcry of Trump putting a lousy tariff on aluminum and steel. No one is calling out the people that sold out our nation. No, no, no. And here's another one. This is from our Trends Journal back in 2009. On the economic front, the worst of Bill Clinton was arguably his push for passage of the North American Free Trade Agreement, promising it would increase exports, provide more and better paying jobs, and thereby boost American standard of living. NAFTA permitted nations to flood markets with goods and commodities that they could produce cheaply or had in abundance, for example, U.S. corn to Mexico and Canadian lumber to the United States, undercutting domestic suppliers and other member nations. NAFTA removed restrictive trade barriers, making it possible for American manufacturers to ship production and therefore jobs to foreign cheap labor markets. The latter issue was a major concern to blue-collar Midwest workers whose jobs had fallen victim to the agreement. As a candidate battling Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination, Barack Obama harshly criticized NAFTA and to woo Rust Belt voters pledged to renegotiate NAFTA once elected. Obama's campaign rhetoric aroused fears in Canada, a major trade partner and beneficiary to many NAFTA provisions. To allay fears, he would weaken the pact. In March 2008, a senior member of Obama's campaign team phoned the Canadian ambassador, Michael Wilson, to assure him, quote, not to be worried about what Obama says about NAFTA, end quote. It was made clear to the Canadians that Obama's NAFTA bashing, quote, should be viewed as more about political positioning than a clear articulation of policy plans. In plain English, political positioning means don't worry about Barack Obama honoring his word. He'll say anything he has to get votes.
Yeah, like all the rest of the politicians. That's right.
So what
and
I'm
when we look at this
is,
and we look at immigration, it's a GOP corporation saying they want cheap labor to come in and they want to, send the jobs abroad. And then the jobs that we have here, if we got to have jobs here, they want to bring cheap labor in at the same time.
Exactly. And again, going back to hypocrisy. When Obama was talking about it, the Obama, the liar in chief, he backtracked on every promise he made. When he was championing a reversal of NAFTA, all the liberal press, they were all in his favor. Mm-hmm. But now that Trump is doing it, those little hypocrite prostitutes, because they get paid to put out, are singing a different tune. That's the point I wanted to make.
That's a great point because we need to go back and look at NAFTA. I mean, if you go back and look at our trade deficit with Mexico, for example, prior to NAFTA, we were running about a $2 to $5 billion difference. Sometimes we had a trade surplus with Mexico. Sometimes it was the other way around, but it never fluctuated more than plus or minus $2 to $5 billion. As soon as NAFTA went through, we never had a trade deficit that was less than $17 billion a year. It's gone up to the mid-60s or $70 billion a year in some years.
Right. $71 billion this last year.
Yeah, yeah.
$71 billion from, as you said, to either even or positive for us.
That's right. That's right.
Look what just happened. I have to tell you, the Americans are gutless as a nation. Look what just happened in Italy with the elections they had last night.
Yes, yes.
The Five Star Movement, Cinque Stelle, just won. A new party. New party in France, whether you like it or not. The AFD party.
They had record low turnout since World War II. 73% of the people voted. I'd never, ever seen, typically it's about half that in the United States. And it's because there, they have a multi-party election, unlike here, where these guys shut down everything, and they do it the same way they have YouTube and these social media censors operating.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining me is Gerald Celente for another segment. We're glad to have him here. He is the publisher of Trends Journal. You can find it at trendsresearch.com, an excellent publication. Gerald has an insight into what's coming economically and politically that is very rare. in this world. And Gerald, as we're looking at this tariff situation, we were just talking about NAFTA and how we used to have a roughly rough parity between Mexico, for example. Then after they signed NAFTA, it jumped from, you know, even parity to $17 billion a year deficit, and then just climbed since then up to $71 billion most recently. But as I was looking, and I played the clip just before you came on, the clip where we had Navarro being opposed by Chris Wallace at Fox News, who is putting out Cato Institute's talking points. It looked to me like the same argument that Planned Parenthood makes to women to push an abortion. They go through and they total up all the money that you might possibly spend on your child through its first 18 years and say, can you afford to spend $5 million on a kid? Well, then you better abort it. And now what they're doing is they're using that same logic, even though it's only one half of 1% an increase to a car's. If you go with their numbers, they're saying, well, you can't afford this because look at how it add $3 billion to the and consumer taxes in just 1 year. So abort your manufacturing base.
You know, let's put the whole picture together. Again, we were talking about what's going on, what just happened in Italy. Why did the Five Star Movement win and the other populist movement? Because the people are tired of getting shafted from being in the Euro group. Why is there such a big outrage against being against globalization? The United States trade deficit is what, about $566 billion. I mentioned about Bill Clinton. Since China came into the World Trade Organization, our debt with them is now what? $375 billion deficit, rather? A deficit? Look at the trade deficits. Why would anybody with a brain bigger than a pea want to have these deficits? If you're running a business and you're losing that much money each year, would you stay in business? No. But you could stay in politics and you could stay on the mainstream media because you're getting paid off. They call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs.
That's right.
And in the media, they call it salary. Like Wallace, a prostitute, putting out for that think tank. What think tank? Stink tanks.
I remember in college, you know, what they would teach in economics, of course, is Keynesian economics. And they would say, well, this deficit doesn't matter because it's money we owe ourselves. Baloney. We owe it to the Chinese. We owe it to the Saudis and so forth. And then they also kind of have the idea that it's like some kind of a Looney Tunes situation where you only fall if you realize that there's no gravity there. Otherwise, you can just keep going and running on the air, you know, or if the deficit is big enough, then you're not going to go down. I mean, that's the idea that they're putting forward to everybody. It's absolute insanity.
Well, what they've done is they've sold us out, and now we have lousy jobs. Mm-hmm. So what Trump is doing by he's bringing back manufacturing jobs that pay money. And again, I remember the debate back with Al Gore and Ross Perot. And they were bragging, Clinton again, bragging that we're going to have 200,000 jobs. No, we lost almost 900,000, but they're not held accountable to that. And bragging that we wouldn't have these quote dirty manufacturing jobs and we could work in the service sector. Oh yeah, isn't it great being a bartender or waitress, cleaning
or an Uber driver? I just point out the Uber drivers are making $3.30 an hour, and that's not good enough for Uber and Lyft. They want a monopoly on self-driving cars. They don't even want these people to get their $3 an hour.
So that's the bigger issue, is that once upon a time, America used to be a place where the future was greater than the past. No more. Now it's make America great again. So we're going back to the past to look for it to be better.
Mm-hmm,
and so they don't realize, because the media doesn't cover it with the way they should, is that we've lost out because of the jobs that were sent overseas. It's as simple as that. So that's by right. Bringing back manufacturing jobs, kids or people that don't go to college, that don't have that in them to do it, and besides, you go to college now, all you get out is with debt, they had an opportunity to have a normal middle-class lifestyle. That's gone. So why would anybody complain about tariffs and unfair trade practices? Oh, that's the other one, Obama. Obama the liar. Obama the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Remember the deal he did with South Korea, promising that it was going to bring us jobs and billions of dollars. The exact opposite has happened. Now we have a huge trade deficit with South Korea. But yeah, no one's held accountable for it, and they applaud it as though it's something good. Why is there even a discussion about this?
I think if this is something that goes beyond dissatisfaction, of course Wall Street and the bankers are dissatisfied with this because they set up that system. But if the American people say, oh, I don't want to have manufacturing in the United States. I'm perfectly fine with a $3 an hour job working for Uber and Lyft, or basically having no job at all and going on universal basic income where they give me a welfare payment every year. And CNBC is putting out that they did a poll. I don't know if this is a push poll or if it's real, but 48% of Americans support the idea that they would get money without any limitation. Everybody would just get a check from the government. And just go on that system. And I look at that, and what they're pushing right now with universal basic income is nothing other than the reservation system that we put on the American Indians by force. We use the sword to put them under that kind of a situation. And now Americans are begging for that. I mean, Russell Means pointed that out. He said, you Americans don't understand. They're putting you on a reservation. This was decades ago. He's been dead for several years now. And he said, they're putting you on a reservation. He said, they've broken every treaty with us. And he said, the Constitution is your treaty with the federal government. They're breaking that as well, and they're going to put you on a reservation. And now it's really happening. Every treaty they'll break except for NAFTA, of course.
But Slavelandia, that's the reservation. You get a job with Amazon, and we got to give the richest guy in the world who's worth $110 billion, $7 billion tax breaks to open up a plantation where you could work at? It's Slavelandia.
That's right. The incredible pictures of people falling asleep on their feet working for Amazon over the Christmas break and so forth. I mean, truly is not an exaggeration to call it slave labor or what's happening with Uber.
Slavelandia, that's what I call it.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, going back to what happened in Italy, they have new parties in Germany, in France, in Austria, in Hungary, but except in the United States, we're being run by the Bloods and the Crips, murderers and thieves. Oh, Democrats and Republicans. Don't forget to vote in the midterm election, little boys and girls. Oh, and you quoted an NBC poll? Oh, you mean NBC that hired the CIA director? Oh, we'll get great information from them.
That's right. Yeah, they're telling you that you really do want universal basic income. You want to get on that slave allowance. And you pointed out the fact that we've got the two parties. And as we're looking at the censorship that is rolling out on YouTube and how it's being imposed on people, I have seen how the government has imposed censorship by using private parties, and they did it to support the two-party system. I worked a lot with the Libertarian Party because I wanted to create a multi-party system. I don't like having just two choices on the ballot. Oh. But they make sure that doesn't happen with their ballot access laws, and then when you come to the debate, they say, well, the debate's being run by a private organization, a news organization that doesn't want the parties that went through extra hoops to get on the ballot, doesn't want them in the debate. And now we're seeing the same thing being done with social media.
You know, I say we should invade another country because they don't have democracy. How about the United States?
Absolutely right. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing
containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. And of course, you can go there and find the links to subscribe to Trends Journal, a great journal that Gerald Celente is the publisher of. Take a look at, I think he's got a sample there that you can see what it looks like. But Gerald Celente has always been ahead of the curve in terms of predicting politics as well as financial events. We've been talking about the tariffs. I want to talk about something else that is dear to your heart, Gerald, and that is peace. You've done a lot to try to organize for peace. You had the Occupy Peace rallies that you had, I guess, what was it, about a year or so ago that you had? But let's talk a little bit about Syria, because as we're going to break, and we're talking about the duopoly that has been imposed upon us with the Republicans and Democrats, you said, oh, let's go invade another country and give them democracy. I guess like we did with Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, it worked so well that we're now doing it in Syria, even though they tell us that several months ago they destroyed the bases of ISIS there in Syria. We're still there, and we're engaging the Russians, aren't we?
Yeah, and what business do we have being there? Well, again, who brought us there? Mm-hmm. Obama. And again, Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. An arrogant guy that lies and gave you a lot of hope and change you could believe in. You know, just a disgusting human being, a mass murderer. How many people, quote, I'm really good at killing people, did he kill with drone strikes?
That's right.
How many wars did he take us into? No president served with more wars under his entire term than Obama. And again, what did Syria do to us? I'll tell you what. Assad has to go, I says. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So look what they've done. They've killed almost 500,000 Syrians. They destroyed a nation that was doing relatively well, one of the more prolific nations in the Middle East. People actually used to go there to vacation and see the beautiful, you know, wonders of the world in ancient Syria. Not anymore. And for what reason? You know, so, and now, of course, Turkey's involved in it. Why don't people just leave Syria alone? Oh, and by the way, history doesn't count. They made up these joints. There used to be the Ottoman Empire, but after World War One, what, the Sykes-Picot, give me a T-square and a ruler, and we're going to make up countries.
That's right. And what they do is they split the Kurds up.
All those sharp lines over there, all these countries.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
So the
you used to have the Babylonians and the Assyrians and the Persians, and then they also had the Medes. Well, you know, they came up with roughly, give me the ruler, we'll draw the lines. They came up with roughly three countries out of those four groups. They split the Medes, the Kurds, amongst all of those, guaranteed to create a perpetual conflict there. But, you know, when we look at this, there is a big economic motive. We've got the Americans and their allies want to run their gas pipeline through Syria to Europe, and the Russians want to run their gas line through Syria to Europe. But there's also something else here that I think is very scary, and that is part of this Russian reset. I mean, we look at the Russians. It isn't just being used against President Trump. We've got Republicans using this as well, because both the Republicans and the Democrats wanted to revive this big military-industrial program having intercontinental ballistic missiles and the nuclear arms race. And now we're seeing this with the hypersonic missiles that Putin is announcing, and DARPA comes out and says, yeah, we're going to do our own. And so now we got an arms race with that, which is exactly what they want. They want to have this new Cold War so they can push the military-industrial complex's new products.
Again, go back to Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, two-term president, his farewell address. Military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the future of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Here we are. Look how the nation's declined since 1960 when he left office in every way. And again, I don't like these little boys that talk tough, that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. Yeah, and they're the ones talking war all the time. Here's a quote from little Lindsey Graham. Now, there's a tough man for you.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham, North Korea war would, quote, be worth it.
Yeah.
How come
they
don't lock them up? Stop calling these people neocons. Start calling them sick SOBs.
Or and genocidal murderers is what it, war criminals is really more like it.
Exactly. And that's what I said about Obama. Look at the wars that he started, folks.
Yeah.
33,000 troop surge in Afghanistan, promising several times that we'd be out of there. Going back into Iraq. The Yemen war, I forgot about the Yemen war. That, you know why I forgot about it? Because the media never reports on it.
That's right.
That the United States, you know, the United States is in bed with the Saudis, and you call them our friends? How many people did they behead today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're giving women the right to drive in June. You know, great. You know, look at all the wars that they've started. Oh, and then going back to the Italian election. What was one of the big issues? Migration, immigrants, refugees.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, because I know it's a fact, when Obama, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, and Susan Rice overthrew Gaddafi in Libya, he warned, Gaddafi warned Europe, when you get rid of me, you're going to have a flood of immigrants and refugees flooding into your countries.
He was stopping them.
Mm-hmm. They weren't coming out of Tripoli. They weren't coming out of Libya. He stopped it.
Yeah.
And they killed them, and now they got it.
That's right.
But
they go around the world creating chaos and confusion, and then they say, well, now you've got to bring those people into your country so we can have chaos and confusion, which brings us back to where we started. President Trump said these tariffs are about national security, and I agree. I think we do have to have domestic steel production, and I think a 0.5% increase off the price of a car, if that is even the case, is worth it for that. But let's talk about the real national defense, which is defending our borders. Why can't the wall, Gerald, be funded out of the NDAA? They put everything in there that doesn't belong in there. Why can't we have the wall come out of that? Why can't the president make the determination, we're going to bring the troops home, we're going to patrol the border so we don't have this drug war that they also created spill into our country?
Well, that's one of the platforms of OccupyPeace.com. Bring home the troops, secure the borders,
yes,
and put them to work rebuilding our third world infrastructure,
yes,
and force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II. What you were talking about, the Constitution. The Constitution's there. The people have killed it. And the other element, by the way, is blockchain democracy. With blockchain, you make that one transaction, it's sealed. Mm-hmm. We have blockchain voting. So we the people tell Congress how to vote if we're going to go to war. Because after all, they don't send the Senator's sons.
That's right.
It's always
rich man's war, poor man's fight, isn't it?
Right. So that's what Occupy Peace is about. But, look at all these billionaires. Nobody talks about peace. Not a penny for peace. Raising money for Occupy Peace, it's one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life. People don't want to donate toward peace, but boy, they love war.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And of course, nobody loves it more than Lindsey Graham, as you point out. Oh yeah, it's worth it. And because it's going to be them, he said, who's going to be dying. That's his take on this.
I know,
absolutely
disgusting guy. Why does anybody listen to him, Pelosi, Feinstein, little Chucky Schumer? Look at the jerks you got running the show. Don't forget to vote. Midterm elections are coming. Don't forget to vote for your favorite freak.
Yeah. Well, you got Lindsey Graham with the neocon Republicans, and then of course you had Madeleine Albright. Remember that famous interview where they asked her, you had your sanctions starved to death 500,000 children. She didn't say, no, that wasn't our sanctions. No, she said, it was worth it. Lindsey Graham.
And how about Hillary Clinton? We came, we saw, he died. When she found out Gaddafi was killed. They're sick people. We need a new way. The pro-America party is the one I want.
That's right. It's about time that we did something like that. You look at the people who are concerned, and rightfully so, about 17 children being killed in a school. Yet they're not concerned about the hundreds who are killed in Chicago over the drug war. And they're not concerned about the tens of millions that have been killed because the guns have been confiscated by various governments, tyrants who get into power. But you can't get them interested about the big picture because it's nothing but a statistic, as Stalin said. So you look at 17 kids, that's a tragedy. But if you look at 17 million people killed, that's just a statistic.
Hey, how about those Oscars, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Gerald. We're out of time, and that's the end
thank
of our
you.
Show today. And again, you can find Gerald, you can find Trends Journal, which is what he publishes, and you can find that at trendsresearch.com. Always a pleasure to have Gerald Celente. Thank you so much, Gerald. And that's it for our broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.